Hello, I'm Stephen Ambrose. Next to winning the Civil War and abolishing slavery, building the first transcontinental railroad from Omaha, Nebraska to Sacramento, California, was the greatest achievement of the American people in the 19th century. Not until the completion of the Panama Canal in the early 20th century was it rivaled as an engineering feat. The railroad took brains, muscle, and sweat in quantities and scope never before put into a single project. It could not have been done without a representative democratic political system, without skilled and ambitious engineers, most of whom had learned their craft in American colleges and honed it in the war, without bosses and foremen who had learned how to organize and lead men as officers in the Civil War, without free labor, without hard-working laborers who had learned how to take orders in the war, without those who came over to America in the thousands from China seeking a fortune, without laborers speaking many languages and coming to America from every inhabited continent, without the trees and iron available in America, without capitalists willing to take high risk for great profit, without men willing to challenge all at every level in order to win all. Most of all, it could not have been done without teamwork. The United States was less than 100 years old when the Civil War was won, slavery abolished, and the first transcontinental railroad built. Not until nearly 20 years later did the Canadian Pacific span the Dominion, and that was after using countless American engineers and laborers. It was a quarter of a century after the completion of the American Road that the Russians got started on the Trans-Siberian Railway, and the Russians used more than 200,000 Chinese to do it, as compared with the American employment of 10,000 or so Chinese. In addition, the Russians had hundreds of thousands of convicts working on the line as slave laborers. Even at that, it was not until 32 years after the American achievement that the Russians finished. And they did it as a government enterprise, at a much higher cost, with a road that was in nearly every way inferior. Still, the Trans-Siberian at 5,338 miles was the longest continuous railway on Earth, and the Canadian Pacific at 2,097 miles was a bit longer than the Union Pacific and Central Pacific combined. But the Americans did it first. And they did it even though the United States was the youngest of countries. It had proclaimed its independence in 1776, won it in 1783, bought the Louisiana Purchase, through which much of the Union Pacific ran, in 1803, added California and Nevada and Utah, through which the Central Pacific ran, to the Union in 1848, and completed the linking of the continent in 1869, thus ensuring an empire of liberty running from sea to shining sea.